This is the Daily Dope presented by The Gaming Gang for Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Howdy, howdy. This is your host, Jeff McAleer. Thanks again for Elliot Miller taking the reins for yesterday's show. He'll be hosting again in 2 weeks, since Monday, January 23rd, is a day that we'll have a regularly scheduled The Gaming Gang podcast. There's no edition of The Daily Dope on that date. But enough of all that. I'm back in the saddle, so let's get down to the headlines. Tasty Minstrel has launched a new title on Kickstarter, and it's a tile-laying abstract game that includes zombies, pirates, ninjas, aliens, and monkeys. Zombies and monkeys? How can you go wrong? It's called For the Win. For the Win is an abstract game at heart with a solid theme of internet memes applied. Players control a host of characters, playing them to the board and using their powers in order to arrange a group of all five types. Each character has thematic abilities in this easy-to-learn and fast-playing game. Zombies turn non-zombies into zombies. Pirates shoot people out of cannons, moving them wherever you want. The ninja, through the power of stealth, can disappear and reappear whenever desired. The alien utilizes its tractor beam to pull people next to it, and the monkey messes everything up and toggles all of her neighbors. Damn that monkey! Be the first person to get one of each adjacent to each other for the win. For the Win is a quick two-player game which is easy to learn and steeped in abstract strategy. You can pledge your support on Kickstarter today to bring For the Win to your friendly local game store. And there are special Kickstarter promos being given out at various pledge levels, so don't miss out on any of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Plaid Hat Games has scheduled 4 new reinforcement packs for this March for their Summoner Wars game. The Filth, hey, I'm in the game, sweet! Mercenaries, Piccolo's Magic, and Tilly's Spirit reinforcement packs introduce all new troops to the war for Etheria. Details are rather slim regarding these factions, but as soon as I know more, so will you. The realm is full of fantastic creatures, noble knights, and unimaginable wealth, each waiting to help or hinder your fledgling kingdom. To lay claim to the richest regions, you'll need all your strength and wits. Can you clearly position your castles to take control of the realm's resources, all while edging out rival lords? Your rise to power is at hand, and the rules for Reiner Knizia's Kingdoms, a board game in which 2 to 4 players struggle for control of a vast medieval empire, are now available on the Fantasy Flight Games support page. First published in 2002, Kingdoms has been updated in this comprehensive new version to feature detailed plastic castles and other welcome game enhancements. In Kingdoms, players assume the role of rival kings, trying to increase their wealth by establishing castles across the land. By building castles in the richest regions, you stand to reap the most rewards. But build carefully. The most sought-after regions may be infested with dragons, trolls, or other hazards that seek to rob your kingdom of its riches. This engaging board game of wealth and expansion offers a rapid and strategic contest of wits in which players attempt to outthink and outmaneuver each other, all while ensuring the best positions for themselves. Will you rise above your rivals to earn dominance over the realm? Obviously, those who listen to the show know I'm not a huge Reiner Knizia fan, but I'm hoping that a game he designed in 2002 is much better than some of his more recent output. Then again, I've never played Kingdoms. The folks over at WizKid Games are awfully busy. They've got yet another game coming, and this time it's The Lord of the Rings Nazgul board game. It's a semi-co-op set in Middle-earth. 3 to 5 players will take on the role of the Nazgul, and they work together to prevent the hobbits and the rest of the fellowship from destroying the One Ring. Along the way, players need to prove themselves to the Dark Lord and kill all the other Nazgul. Something that I was not aware was in the trilogy. Nazgul killing each other. Come not between the Nazgul and his prey. In this semi-cooperative board game, players portray the Nazgul, Sauron's Shadowspawn Ringwraiths, seeking the cursed hobbit in their quest to thwart the resistance of men in Middle-earth, while striving to prove their merit in the Dark Lord's all-seeing eye. But be wary when you work with or against your fellow Nazgul to advance your own secret agendas, for the One Ring must be found before the Fellowship returns it to the fiery bowels of Mount Doom and destroyed forever. The game will come with 170 cards, 200 cubes, and 5 Nazgul figures, which are on HeroClick dials, to enhance your playing experience. The Lord of the Rings Nazgul board game arrives in stores this May. Another one I'm not sure about. Do all of us have 2 to 4 friends who want to take on the role of the Nazgul trying to kill the Fellowship and each other? Outside of Randall and Clerks 2, that is. Irrational Number Line Games has released a new beer and pretzels game of Lumbering Hot Air Combat, which is available for download on Wargame Vault. Dirigibles of Doom takes a little planning, as both momentum and latency of response are key parts of the mechanic. Too aggressive and a mid-air collision will wipe out you and your enemy. Too conservative and you are a sitting duck. Blimp. Whatever. The book contains 6 pages of rules, resplendent with diagrams, 7 scenarios for head-to-head multiplayer and tournament play, simple snip-and-flip models for blimps, uber blimps, hot air balloons, and a dragon. Oh man, how did that get in there? Terrain flat so you can have cities to destroy with your dirigibles, and maneuver cards which are formatted to print right on a standard 10 business card sheet. Run for your lives! Or walk for your lives, but skedaddle nonetheless. Dirigibles of Doom is available as a download from Wargames Vault for 99 cents. Our friends over at Consim World are in the midst of their annual pledge drive, and although we don't hit you up for donations here at the Gaming Gang, I personally think CSW is a great site. It's really essential if you're a wargamer, and it's certainly deserving of your support. From CSW's very own John Krantz. 2011 was a gratifying year for us as we ran more than 1,350 news stories, celebrated the hobby with our annual CSW Expo event, and watched our forum and social network community continue to grow. Of course, none of this is possible without you, so we ask for your support as we look ahead to 2012. By making a donation today, we will pay you back with free games, present you with exclusive publisher deals, and continually strive to do our best to serve you as we enter our 16th year in supporting the ConSim board gaming community. Everyone who donates will receive the following. Donate $10, which is the silver level, you receive 2 free print-and-play games plus publisher direct specials to help you recoup your entire donation to us. Donate $25 or more, the gold level, you'll receive 4 free print-and-play games plus publisher direct discounts with greater savings and entry into our free game drawing. We've partnered with more than 20 publishers to extend exclusive special savings to you just by donating to CSW. This way you can recoup some or all of the funding you have donated to help support us for 2012. How will the funding be used? Well, we already have a forum update scheduled within 30 days that will definitely run in the 4 figures, so we will be off and running and working to better serve our community and your gaming interests. As always, we thank you for any support you can provide and wish you a fantastic 2012. I think it's important that John does mention that they're updating their forum, which they have loads and loads of users on that forum, but I, for one, and maybe it's just because I'm not the brightest bulb on the string, I find it very, very difficult to navigate and find things at their forum. ConSimWorld.com, which carries a lot of news and links to reviews, and we're up there all the time on our wargame reviews, is super easy to navigate, but the forums, not so much. So I'll really be looking forward to that update that they have scheduled. Wine Dark Void is the second major supplement to the original Hellas Core role-playing game rules from Capira Publishing. With this expansion to the Hellas Core rules, you will at last be able to sail the cosmic all-sea in search of adventure and glory. Will you be immortalized among the stars? The 144-page book includes full-color illustrations of more than 40 detailed ships, ship modification and construction rules, slip space phenomena, an in-depth look into the wine dark void known as the Panthalassa, the cosmic all-sea, slip space encounters, a detailed look at the strange denizens that plied the slip space trade routes preying on the weak, a detailed look at the planet Corinthos, a megacity sprawl that covers the entire planet, new Methusia rules. Once again, I'm mispronouncing all this stuff. You know this, folks. A clear look at the player's ability to change the world around them. Planetary consumer slash trade scores for all the known worlds. A detailed look at the goddess Aeonicia and her temple moon. As well as vehicle space combat and chase rules. Outdoor Gaming announces pre-orders are available for their Relics line. What with Christmas and New Year's finally out of the way, it's all hands back to the pumps, and time they had their next releases. This month they have new releases for the Britannon, Aknar, and Viatir, so no one is left out. And not only that, they get all new commanders. Next month there'll be alternate poses for all three releases, but enough of that. This month's packs are available for pre-order at £4.80 per pack. I've seen these miniatures online at the Tor Gaming website, and they do look pretty interesting. Very, very distinct. Especially the Britannon forces. It's almost a Napoleonic costume for these 28mm figures, but they have a weird ragdoll appearance. I'll have to check out Relics in a little more depth, but in the meantime, you should take a peek at the new figures from Tor Gaming at torgaming.co.uk. While we're on the subject of miniatures, Reaper Miniatures has revamped their website and given it a nice makeover. Now new release and preview info is available right on their front page, and the site on whole comes across as much simpler to navigate than it had been in the past. Kudos to Reaper for taking what hadn't been a bad website and pumping it up to the next level. You can check out the new layout at reapermini.com. I'd say it was a pretty crazy weekend of football. I was a bit surprised by the upset pulled off Sunday by the New York Football Giants. I suppose the Packers had a bye week and followed that up with a goodbye week. My pick for the Super Bowl is 49ers and Patriots, but we shall see. And finally, a second season of A Game of Thrones is on the way, and it premieres April 1st on HBO. I know for a lot of you that might seem like it's a long way off, but consider this. In the meantime, you have a chance to start reading the books, if you haven't already, and you get to watch the first season of HBO's hit fantasy series all over again. That final scene alone should be enough to have you just chomping at the bit of what HBO has in store in terms of bringing season 2 to life. HBO is kind of stoking the fire by releasing quite a few different teaser trailers. The series has been shooting primarily in Belfast, as well as in and around Northern Ireland. You know the production is certainly going to look good, and that's something that was never a problem in the first season either. You can look forward to what's in store in season 2 when it premieres on April Fool's Day. In the meantime, you can pick up the first season on DVD and Blu-ray on March 6th. In other TV news that has absolutely no gaming-related hooks at all, but I love the show anyway, Mad Men will return to AMC March 25th. Hooray! I'm just happy to finally have some new episodes because the show sat out all of 2011 thanks to some prolonged contract renegotiations between creator Matt Weiner, the studio, and network have all been resolved. The last time we got to see Don Draper, he had gone and crazily proposed to his secretary on the spur of the moment. What will life be like when Mad Men returns? How much time will have passed? Soon, we get to find out. That's it for today, but I'll be back at the helm tomorrow. So until then, have a terrific Tuesday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.